Sete Gibernau continues his good start to the season with pole position at Mugello, but he gets swallowed up by Nicky Hayden, Valentino Rossi, and here comes Loris Capirossi down this long straight. An early crash there for Carlos Checa, not the start to the season he would have wanted, and it's Valentino Rossi, his teammate now, who leads the two Camel Hondas of Max Biaggi and Makoto Tomada at the front of the pack. A crash there as well for Nicky Hayden. He's not had a great start to the year, but it's Makoto Tomada now who challenges Rossi for the lead. Tomada on those Bridgestone tyres, Rossi back in front. What a race we've got on here, and it looks like a nasty crash there for Shinya Nakano. Oh, absolutely horrendous, coming down the main straight over 200 miles an hour, and it looks as though he's had a rear tyre blowout there. And that could have been very, very nasty indeed for Shinya Nakano, lucky to escape. And tyre problems as well there for Makoto Tomada. So desperately disappointing for the Japanese rider. It's the two Michelin riders, Gibernau on the Honda, Rossi on the Yamaha, going head to head now for victory. Gibernau, after that wonderful run of results, first place at Jerez, first place at Le Mans, can he make it a hat-trick of victories here? Rossi will have none of it there. Rossi back in front, roared on by the crowd, and we've got a red flag out. It started to rain here at Mugello. The second race then underway. Gibernau, Biaggi and Rossi on the front row, and it's Biaggi who makes the best of starts. Treacherous conditions here though, and a few riders taking a gamble, and it's Ruben Schaus, the rookie from the World Superbike class last season, who's taken the lead, and Ducati can hardly believe it. Schaus on a Ducati, Troy Bayliss also on a Ducati. Well, the track just started to dry out now, and it's those Michelin riders once again at the front, the Yamahas and the Hondas, who are taking control. Three laps to go, and Rossi is reeling Bayliss in. Bayliss relegated to second place in the hunt for his first MotoGP victory. Schaus is still up there, but here comes Gibernau now on the inside of Bayliss, up into second place. Can he stop Rossi? Ruben Schaus and Bayliss having a real tangle there. But victory at the Italian Grand Prix goes to Valentino Rossi, Gibernau in second place, Max Biaggi third. Order was restored in the end, but what an exciting race here in Mugello. Fourth place for Bayliss, fifth for Schaus, and a home victory for Rossi.
The race was incredible. It's like, for me, it's like win two times today. The first one on the dry, I think, make 30 or 40 overtaking every lap. A fantastic battle with Sete, with Max, with Tamada also. For sure will be difficult to the end to arrive in front of Gibernau. But after arrived the rain and restart was incredible condition today, because go with the slick on the wet is very strange at the beginning. But fortunately stop to rain, and it's possible push on the dry. I try to push a little bit before, I take a little bit of advantage, and it's possible win. Thank you.
So Rossi then closes back in on Gibernau with that victory. 10 points separate the Spaniard from the Italian.